Hey, everybody. As promised, joining us today is the Bishop of the Potter's House Church in Dallas, Texas. And he's a prolific speaker. I heard Bishop Glenn Staples one time refer to him as the greatest preacher of all times. Now, I got to tell you something.
Whoa.
That is a bona fide fact. This a bad man right here, man.
Yes, he is.
But he's done so many different things, though. I've never seen a dude reinvent himself more times than this man right here. He's an award-winning producer. He's a best-selling author. He got a new book that's available now, and it's entitled Don't Drop the Mic. And he's got a brand new movie on Lifetime Network. It's called A Seven Deadly Sins Story, Lust and Envy. He's my good friend and spiritual advisor to many. But I can't tell you how many times I done called him. So this is my dude, man, for real. So let's just get to it. Please welcome to the show our friend, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop! Welcome.
Good morning, Bishop.
Back.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Man, you doing it all. You got this new movie coming on Lifetime, Bishop. And it premieres tomorrow, everybody, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and it's on the Lifetime Network. So y'all listen to me. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. on Lifetime Network, 7 p.m. Central, and it's a two-part movie. Tomorrow's story is Lust, A Seven Deadly Sins Story, and it stars Carrie Hilson, Tank, Miss Juicy, and LaToya Luckett. So tell us about Lust. Not that I need to know anything about Lust, but just tell everybody.
He's so crazy, Bishop.
I don't know how I went in this.
Let me back up just a little bit and say that my first movie was Lifetime, Faith Under Fire. It was the story about Antoinette Thompson. It was really, really highly rated. And so they greenlighted this second and third project, Seven Deadly Sins, and hopefully they'll greenlight the other five if our support is strong enough. But we shot it in Atlanta. We had a great time doing it. It's got a lot of intrigue and a lot of mystery. We're working our way through the Seven Deadly Sins. And by the time we get to gluttony and overweight, I'm going to be 20 pounds smaller. if I can
Amen.
Just make it in, Lord. COVID has been mean. Okay.
Boy, ain't it, man?
Yes.
God. Locked up in a house with your refrigerator can really mess up your clothes.
Hey, Bishop. I lost weight during COVID and then put it back on.
Yeah, that's why I keep doing it. I lose it and then I find it. You know, I lose it and I find it. You know, my wife says it's behind me. But,
So, y'all, tomorrow. Then on next Saturday, April 17th, the second story premieres on Lifetime, and it's Envy, A Seven Deadly Sins Story, and it's starring Candy Burris, The Brat, DC Young Fly, Clifton Powell, just to name a few. So, and then Envy, I guess that's the second deadly sin, huh?
Yeah, Envy will be next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. This Saturday will be Lust, and then the following week will be Envy, and they both start at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And it's a great cast. It's got a great plot to it. It's entertaining. It's powerful. And it's got a message to it, too.
Yeah. Well, you always make sure that happens. Now let's talk about this. We got a new book. It's called Don't Drop the Mic. Now this book focuses on the importance of communicating effectively. Tell us a little bit about the book and who is the book for?
Well, the book is for anybody who, whether you speak publicly, whether you're a litigator, whether you're a comedian, whether you're a preacher. I spent a great deal of time, obviously, talking about how to unlock the treasures of the text and how to extrapolate from the text the things that you need, how to be able to talk in different settings and situations, being what I call bilingual enough to be in a boardroom and then to be on a stage. It's something you would really appreciate. But it goes deeper than that. It really goes down to even communicating with people that we disagree with. We stop talking to people that we disagree with, and it's affected the country. It's affected our marriages. We've lost the art of communication. We've replaced the Gettysburg Address with emojis. And if you're going to do anything amazing, if you're going to be another Nelson Mandela and change the world, you're going to do it with a mic, not with a gun. If you're going to hold your marriage together, you're going to have to learn how to communicate and express yourself, or it's not going to work effectively without bickering. So I cover a wide array of different things, from social justice to what we can learn from comedians and timing, to what you can, the art of preaching, to the art of making a presentation in a boardroom. I cover everything. And most importantly, what I'm dealing with, I'm seeing the John Lewis's of the world, the great preachers of the world, of my generation and older slipping away. And I'm kind of giving a tutorial to who's up next, what we learned, what we did right, what we did wrong, so that what we built will continue from generation to generation. Right. It's kind of a legacy book, you know?
Wow. I got to get a copy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got to get a copy of that too, man, because one thing about you, Bishop, you've always not only taught the lesson, but explained the reasoning. See, there's one thing to tell a person to do something, but to tell them how to do it, that's a whole nother ball game.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Man, I think that's power. I got to get the book. Hey, Bishop, hang on right there. When we come back, everybody, we got special guest Bishop T.D. Jakes. We're going to talk when we come back. He's got a very special, this is important, everybody, got a virtual international leadership coming up at the end of this month, April 29th through May 1st. It's for everybody. You don't want to miss this. We're going to have details when we come back right after this with Bishop T.D. Jakes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, everybody, with our longtime friend, family member, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
We got so many people right now who are needing to reinvent themselves. Jobs is turned over. Entrepreneurship is in an uproar. The economy's kind of crazy. And I think it's going to help people to walk into an interview, to walk into a boardroom, to pitch a movie deal, to pitch a business deal, to deliver a sermon. You can't just be a comedian. You also have to be a business person. You have to negotiate. You have to deal with staff. And people don't understand how much goes on behind the scenes. They only see what you do up front. But there's a whole lot. They're in the dining room, but you do all the work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, so.
So
understand. And so we underestimate people. We reduce them down to what we see, never recognizing that they paid staff, that they've dealt with staffing issues, they've run a business, they've negotiated, they've litigated, they've fought. We as a people, we don't get there if we don't fight our way up. And don't drop the mic. It's telling the next generation how to leverage the fight and how to speak in such a way that you can be heard.
Now let's get into another thing. I'll be happy to join you at the end of this month for your virtual International Leadership Summit. Listen to you all. Virtual. This year's summit is going to be a transformative summit for those interested in becoming leaders of tomorrow. And to join us at the summit, all you got to do is register online at thisisils.org. Bishop, tell us about the summit.
Well, you know, we've been doing leadership conferences for a while. And we draw a lot of preachers and we draw a lot of staff from churches, obviously. But we started recognizing we're drawing more and more business people, entrepreneurs. So we broaden our borders and we're happy to announce that you're going to be one of our keynote speakers. We've got Tyler Perry that's going to be speaking. We've got Dave Stewart, who is one of the 14 black billionaires in the country, in the world. He's going to be speaking. We've got Byron Allen is going to be speaking. I've got several preachers. Michael Todd is going to be speaking. Keon Henderson, a whole host of preachers that are going to be speaking. But then in the workshops, we're going to get down to social media. Everybody's had to make sharp transitions. How do you deal with streaming and social media and the IT part of it and the tech part of it and the creative arts and the innovation of it? We're going to get down into how you serve in public relations and accounting and how you set up different companies, LLPs, 501c3s, what you can and cannot do, because there's a change and a shift coming. Many corporations are starting to allocate monies for startup businesses. There's information we need to know.
Hey, Bishop, hang on for us one more minute, please, sir. We'll be right back. We got more from Bishop T.D. Jakes when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back with family member Bishop T.D. Jakes. The pandemic has changed a lot of things.
Yes.
There are some things that are not going back to the way it was. Because
Absolutely.
Now companies see that they can save money when people work from home. There are some companies that are just gone and not coming back. So it's going to force a lot of people to, like you just said, reinvent themselves. And I think that's what you're talking about is so important about this summit, is getting this information so you can get ahead of it. Because, y'all, you sitting around, sometimes when these doors close, you keep standing there waiting on that door to open up again. That door might not open up again. And I think this summit can play an important role in that.
You know, that's what we intend for it to do. I have been blessed. You have been blessed to have an opportunity to build relationships with people that everybody doesn't get to talk to. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm trying to do is leverage my influence to bring people like yourself and others to the stage so that they can hear not only what you do, but how you did it and what you thought and how you functioned in that capacity. So we've got people who have owned basketball leagues. We've got people who have owned businesses. We've got people who have done entertainment like yourself. We've got people who built studios. We've got people who built tech corporations. And so we're talking about everything. And we're having church. We're talking about ministry. We're talking about leading a staff. We're talking about making a shift. I have been operating my church for a year with the doors closed. Mm. Never thought in all of my life that I would have to keep 300 people on payroll while closed. Mm. Mm. And what does it take to do that? And how can you do that and still remain effective? We fed people during mm-hmm. the pandemic. We've set up stations for the vaccine during the mm-hmm. pandemic. We have fed first responders when people were dying. We've conducted funerals, and we did it all with the doors closed. So you had to be innovative, you had to be creative, and you had to try to not go under. And so we want to pass on some information, because a lot of people are discouraged and they're giving up. But I don't believe it's the time to give up. I believe it's the time to get up. And I think that if we share information, we're better together than we are apart.
Mm. Yes, so right. Yes, so listen, everybody. Knowledge is power. This is how you register. Go to thisisils.org. Real simple. Thisisils.org. Sign up and register, man, and be a part of this great event. And while you're at it, pick up the book, Don't Drop the Mic. I promise you I'm getting a copy. I'm always looking for a way to be better. I'm always trying to find a way to improve myself. You can't get satisfied here, man. This thing changing.
It's changing fast. It's changing fast. And I really think it's important. I think it's a great time. In the midst of all of the disruption, there's still opportunities. And I don't want the disruption to so discourage people that they give up on their dream. There are opportunities. The level of speakers I got coming is unprecedented. From Byron Allen, who hosts the Weather Channel, to Tyler Perry, to yourself, to on down the line. The people who have sustained ministry had to shift gears and do things a different kind of way. Young preacher in Tulsa, Michael Todd, who is exploding even during a pandemic. Those types of opportunities. My daughters will be there. I will be there. My wife is going to be there speaking. So you're going to be able to hit a lot of different fronts. IT, how to protect yourself, how to build something online, how to create a business through technology. All of that's going to be available for you to pick up and learn from. And if you want to recreate your life or recreate your business, or see your dreams materialize, then the International Leadership Summit is the place for you.
Just go to thisisils.org and register. Tomorrow night, April 10th at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central on Lifetime, a Seven Deadly Sin Stories. Lust is on. And then following Saturday, the 17th at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, Envy will be on. Bishop Jakes, we love you, man. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, love Jesse. You thank you. Be sure to pick up his book, too. Don't drop the mic. Coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.